I'm a Davie girl. I'm born and raised in Davie. Probably about 26, I fell at a fast food restaurant and I broke my back. And that's when the spiral started. So I was married, had three sons at the time. I married wealthy, drove a Porsche and Mercedes, and life was good. Like from the outside world, everyone thought I had the world in the palm of my hand. The doctors prescribed pain pills for me. And for the first time, not only did it take away that physical pain, it finally took away the emotional pain that I had been hiding. At the age of 9, I watched my father shoot himself in the head. Nobody ever asked me as a kid, like, how you doing with seeing your dad? Like, I was the one child that was awake. And at the age of 15, a family member raped me. And I never, like, it wasn't talked about. Once the addiction took off, my husband and my family tried everything. They sent me to every treatment center there was, from short-term to long-term, to out-of-state, to $10,000 programs, to anything, trying to help me. And for whatever reason, I just wasn't ready. I don't know. My husband looked at me and he said, I've got to divorce you. And he did. My children, they were now teenagers. They were 16 and 17, the older two. The baby was probably 5 at the time. Just said, Mom, we can't watch you destroy yourself anymore. And with that, they changed their phone numbers. And I didn't see my kids again for 10 years. I was under the bridge in Davie, under the 595 bridge, holding a sign, begging for change, praying. They didn't know that's where I was. Probably weighed about 90 pounds. And the one thing I couldn't get was dignity in the form of the shower. There was no place to take a shower. If I got to go anywhere, sometimes I would try to get into a pool or I'd use a shower by a pool. At this point, I am 49, lost my, you know, some of my teeth, and I looked pretty rough. I guess my oldest son was looking for me. And he reached out to a family member and said, do you know where my mom is? And the person said, I know a couple of the bridges she stays at. And he wrote a letter. And that person delivered it to me. And I'll share just a little bit of that letter. He said, Mom, I have to be honest with you. I am tired of watching the obituaries for your name. And I just wish it would be over. That letter got through. In that letter, I felt love. I knew what pain was, but it had been a long time since I felt love. And if they had been looking for me, they loved me. And that love gave me a little bit of hope to do what I needed to do. And within 2 weeks of getting that letter, I started my process to where I am today. Called a treatment center that I had been. And I said, can I please come back? And they're like, absolutely, Jeannie. Fast forward, I'm about probably 4 years into sobriety. And I started telling some of my friends, they knew my story. I told them that I wanted to create mobile showers for people who are experiencing homelessness. How can you feel hopeful when you're dirty? How can you look for a job when you have dirt under your nails, your hair's a mess, and you smell? For the most part, I was invisible to everyone out there. Nobody could see me. Nobody could see my heart and see the woman. I'm still the same woman I was that was holding that sign. I was just dirty then, and I was broken.